Sí se puede.
Sí se puede.
The cry, "Si se puede," was repeated over and over again at the Capitol rally. The phrase means, "Yes, we can," and has been adopted as part of a nationwide call for compassionate immigration reform. Some participants said they hope to draw attention to immigrants' rights by showing the country the vast number of people the law affects. Police estimated the crowd in Madison at more than 10,000. When a breeze kicked up, it opened up a collage of U.S. and Mexican flags. Antonio Estrada is an undocumented immigrant from Mexico who now lives and works in Fitchburg. He's been in the country for about 9 years and hopes he and his family can stay here.
This country was supposed to be as the country for the opportunities. So it's what I wanted, opportunity for to stay here.
Aileen Ramirez is also from Mexico and lives in Madison now. She says the government should respect that people immigrate to the U.S. with the hope of bettering themselves.
Most people be saying that we're criminals, but coming to this country to have a better future, have better opportunities. So that's what makes us come here. So I don't think that's being a criminal.
Speakers at the rally included many Wisconsin politicians as well as church and labor leaders. Offering an alternative viewpoint in the far back of the crowd was Madison resident John Erlinson. A small group of Latinos wearing red t-shirts and black armbands stood in front of him to act as security guards. They were there just in case someone took issue with his sign, which read, "Respect our laws, respect our borders."
We have rules and we have laws in this country. And if we start selectively following them, we have anarchy. And we can't have that. And until the laws are changed, the people who sneak across the border are illegal. They shouldn't be here.
A proposed overhaul of the nation's immigration laws that would have let people who worked here more than 5 years stay in the country legally stalled last week in Congress. Another plan that passed the House last year would put up more barriers along the U.S.-Mexican border. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.